And every Yom Kippur that I'm not called to Minhagim, whether we recite extra long slichas or we recite very brief slichas. Sevir Agroa quotes Minhagim Avram, who quotes the Shalom HaKadosh, who quotes Machlokes Achrayim, who explain what the issue is, that on Rosh Hashanah we don't say slichas. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Kippur, even though it's Aseres Mitzvah, we don't say slichas. So the question is, on Yom Kippur we say Slichas, even though Yom Kippur is the Yom, because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that's when he told him the Yudim Amid, that's when he was Megalavis to Moshe Rabbeinu. On Yom Kippur we say extra special, we say Yudim Amid is very open to a lot of Slichas. Shaila is on Erev Yom Kippur is also Yom Kippur, alright, that we don't say Tachmon on Erev Yom Kippur. So the Shaila is whether the Yom Kippur is only by Yom, or the Yom Kippur is even the night before Erev Yom Kippur. The Vilna Gaon says that this depends on the Shaila as to whether the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, which he assumes is a mitzvah to eat because it's Yom Tov, whether this mitzvah to eat only applies by Yom, or applies even the night before Erev Yom Kippur. Other Achrayim explain the issue differently as to whether there's a mitzvah to achila the night before Erev Yom Kippur, or tomorrow night. Tonight is the night of Erev Yom Kippur. Is there a mitzvah to eat tonight? Let's say if you eat supper before Shkia, is there a mitzvah to eat a meal afterwards or not? So the Vilna Gaon explains it like that. That the Shaila is that Erev Yom Kippur is a yontif. Is it only a yontif by Yom, or is it even a yontif in the nighttime before? And you all know that the slichas are supposed to be recited in the middle of the night. You're supposed to say the slichas sometime in between Chatzayis and Alois HaShachar. The Eved, if you didn't say before Alois HaShachar, then you say it after Alois HaShachar also, before you dam shachar. You're supposed to say slichas as a hakdom, as the introduction to the Tfilas Hayom. But the real man is the Eis Ratzon. The Eis Ratzon, according to the Gemara, beginning of Brachos, it doesn't exactly say like that. It's from Chatzayis till Alois HaShachar. Also, at the time that the Mishmaros HaMischalkos is the Eis Ratzon. The Gemara is Dav Gimel in Brachos. But in the Zohar, that's the way it says. That's from Chatzayis till Alois HaShachar, the second half of the night is the Eis Ratzon. And that's when you're supposed to say Tikkun Chatzos all year long, and that's when, if you want to say Slichas, that's when it's the best time to say Slichas. So the Shaila is, Hayes, that we say Slichas in the middle of the night. So the Shaila is the middle of the night, a Yontif or not? So you get treated like a Yontif, so then you're not allowed to say a lot of Slichas. So it's hakeh, you have to say less Slichas than you would normally say. But if you assume that that the night of Erev Yom Kippur, the night of Erev Yom Kippur is not a Yontif, and there's no mitzvah tachila, like the Vilna Gaon quotes from Rashi, including that thing, Kedavish and Rashi. So then you can say the same amount of slichas as you say every day that there is made true, and perhaps you should say extra slichas because you're getting closer to Yom Kippur. So that's why others have the minig v'davka to be marked to say extra special long slichas. The Rosh in the end of Yuma quotes in the name of the Rav Sadi Gaon that everybody has to go to mikvah on every Yom Kippur and say a bracha on the table in the mikvah. Shekhar Shalom says it's one of Allah's Tfilah. The Rosh says that Khalil, if you say Bracha, it's a Bracha of Atzalah because you're not Mukhiyyav to be Tevil. May the time should a person be Mukhiyyav to be Tevil on Erev Yom Kippur? Is it Chai Vodam Tairat Smogor Egel? So then, why does he only apply to Yom Kippur? Should apply to Rosh Hashanah and to the Shalosh Regalim as well? It's even a question, even if there would be a din of Chai Vodam Tairat Smogor Egel, should it apply to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Maybe it should only apply to the Shalosh Regalim? And should it apply to Zman HaZeh? Shag Zai has it, sure it doesn't apply to Zman HaZeh. The whole union is only that a person should be Torah in order to be Eil HaRegel to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. But if he's not going to be Eil HaRegel anyway, he can't enter into the Beis HaMikdash. So the Shag Zai claims that the whole din of Chai Vodam Tairat Smogor HaRegel doesn't apply at all to Zman HaZeh. Others disagree and say no, that there's an additional union in Chai Vodam Tairat Smogor HaRegel, and in order for the person to experience fully the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tov, he has to be Matayr himself. A Gemara in Chagiga like that, mashma like that. Even for Shabbos, Hashan, even for Shabbos in Indian, that if a person is Tohar, the Kedushas Hayom has more of a hashpo on him. The Kedushas Hayom is not something that it requires me to do mitzvahs and it asks me to do Yisurim, to do Malachas, and to do Inuyim, and so on. Kedushas Hayom somehow has a hashpo on the person. That's mashma from the Gemara. So if the person is Tohar, some parts can say that the Kedushas Hayom will have more of a hashpo on him. So that's the deal. That's the machlokes that person has. The Shabbosai claims that the whole, based on the Rambam is mefurish like that. The whole mitzvah of chayvaram taras mevareg is only bisman hamikdash, when the person will be walking into the Adar. But if he's not going to, only on Shalosh Agam, but if he's not going to walk into the Azara, or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even with Manah Mikdash, there's no meaning at all of Chayavah and Tarat and Berek. And others say not for Rabbi Yosef Frenkel has a whole discussion on it in the Seish on Chagigah. In the Gilyoni HaShas on Chagigah, in the second parak, he quotes the Shaila, he quotes those who disagree with Rabbi Shagasari and say that it does apply to Zmanazet, but the Indian of Chayavah and Tarat and Beregel is that a person is tahor will have more of a, will be more pushed by the Kedusha Tanya. And then he quotes Shabbat, what about Shabbat? Does the same apply to Shabbat or not? And he quotes right from Rashi then Chagigah, that it should even apply to Shabbat, not only to the Kedusha
Tanya. So when a person is not and hurt himself
when he's already,
wasn't that like, on a threshold joining the
Azara,
right then he would do it?
No, he can't be at full yom, he has to be beside himself on Erev, and then he has Harit Shemesh, and then he goes into the Azara. If he goes into the Mikvah on Yom Tov, then he's at full yom, so he's not permitted to be in the Mikvah as well.
But, doesn't he
have gone to the Azara,
even if
you
start,
you
can't go
into the other
and
go through. Yeah, that's a din of the Rabbanon. But that's din of the Rabbanon, you don't need Harishemesh. But that's din of the Rabbanon, that any Tahor has to go into the mikveh before he enters the other. For that, you don't need Harishemesh. But if the guy's really telling me he goes into the mikveh, then he has to have Harishemesh first before he enters into the other. So everybody had to be mitzvah themselves on Erev Yom Kippur. They wanted to go in on Yom. But you have to have Harishemesh. Harishemesh, you can't have Harishemesh before you have the tefillah. One Rosh Hashiva wrote that in the Sefer. But that guy was touched the Sheret last week. He already had Harishemesh. Since he could have gone to Mikveh last week, so he already had Harishemesh. So he goes to Mikveh now, and he had Harishemesh last week. That's okay. So it's not right. It's against all the Gemara. It's against all the
Shemesh.
Rabbi Zevin, the Chan Rav, reviewed that Sefer. In one of his book reviews years ago, it's printed in self-insult. So he writes that he made a little mistake. It's against all the Mishnah. You can't have the Harishemesh before you have the Tzimah. It's not that he's really coming, just to remind him that such an institution is too much. So you tell everybody they have to go to the mikveh, and then, as he's being told to the mikveh, so remember that if he's really coming, then he will have to wait till higher shemesh, and if not, so he went to the mikveh. So
how does this apply? Is this kind of before
the So the rush in the end of Yuma, the last rush in Yuma, quotes Rav Sadiqan, and on Erev Yom Kippur everybody has to be tegel and recite a bracha. So the rush is Sakash on Rav Sadiqan, but it doesn't make any sense to him why he singles out Yom Kippur. More so than the other Yom Tzaridim, there's the old Chayvarim Tarat Mugregolot. So why is it only Yom Kippur? Why not the other Yom Tzaridim? So the rush assumed that the Pshat and Rav Sadiqan is based on that din of Chayvarim Tarat Mugregolot. So that's very difficult. That's very difficult. And to say that it's based on the Takana Sezer is also difficult. So what's the Pesong Gezet Taner of Yom Kippur? What is the Yom? The Takana Sezer still applies, but none of that doesn't apply. But most of them are Mevatalim. What do you mean, even though they're Mevatalim, but if you're Medaktik, if you're Mahadev, then you get a Kima Mitzvah, you can say a Broche. Why? Very schwer.
Isn't
there a difference
kinds of
things being
Torah and
Yom Kippur
different than
when
the
Shalom
Yivol?
Kinds
of
being
Torah on the day that you're
getting
Tahor.
Why should it be so? Why should it be so? Yeah. So the Aruch HaShulchan claims that the Rav Sadi Goyen holds that that's the Pshat in the Pasuk, Lefnei Hashem Tetor. That Pasuk means that there's a special mitzvah, Lefnei Hashem Tetor, to be table in a mikveh, an Erev Yom Kippur, before you come into Yom Kippur. Chiddush din, usually we assume the Ramah says, that the tefillah is because of Baal Keri. That we're machmer that although the Gemara says the Chachamim were mevatel, the Tanoim were mevatel, the Takana says that a Baal Keri is forbidden to David. But they were only mevatel because it was a Gzeri Shein Rabbi Tzvi Yechadim Lamed Babel. But really the proper thing is to be nizer in the Takana even after it was mevatel. Like the Rambam writes. The Takana no longer applies to Tanoim. They're not for learning, not for davening. But he writes in the Yoylam Lovitanu, they were never, he himself, he wasn't a Sidisha, but he says we were never in Vatal Tzilah. He always went to Mikveh before he died in the Ramana. So that's what the Ramah writes. And the Talmud says, there is no Tshuva, comes Yom Kippur, the proper thing is that you should be Mak. Others say that it's a Tzilah, the Ramah says you only have to be Tzilah once, because it's only a Tzilah that the Takana says. Others say, no, you should be Tzilah a few times, because it's really a Tzilah, B'Toyras Tshuva, just like there's a Din. That a ger habole his guy who has to be tevel in a mikveh. So the same thing if a Jew was a balaver and he's chozer b'tshuva. So he's also like a damuma dina ka'akum, damuma b'mikta, damuma l'davarechot. talks Lashon Hara, and he cheats on income tax, and he cheats on exams in college, and he does for him, okay? Cheats on mechines, whatever. He doesn't do it, he doesn't come to Minyan, he doesn't do mincha all the time before the Shkia. He's mezalgal and mitzvah sater. So he's also a mitzvah mumadina ka'af. So he's, when he's chayz b'tshuvah, he wants to become a Yisrael Gomer, so he wants to be mezgayer. So some achrayim say that that's the idea why people are tevil on Erev Yom Kippur. And if so, maybe since it's a tzila, the shame tshuva, not so much the shame takana says, maybe you should be tevil 3 times or 4 times, whatever, different kavanas, why a person should be tevil many times. But there are Hashulchan claims that this Rav Sadia Gaon, he doesn't think that he has any other pshat. This Rav Sadia Gaon seems to hold that Lefnei Hashem Tetaru means, not Torah, maybe with the Rabban, whatever, that there's a mitzvah to be tevil in a kosher mikveh. And that's time takana says with the Gemara says you can use maim shuvim, you can use a mikveh for men, a personal mikveh. But if you hold it, this is the pshat in the pasuk Lefnei Hashem Tetaru, it's a mitzvah to be tevil on every Yom Kippur, then you need a kosher mikveh. It's a chumra, worth money. The chumra that you should be tevil on every Yom Kippur and a kosher mikveh.
The bracha we definitely don't say.
No, the bracha says you shouldn't say the bracha. We follow the bracha, we don't say
the even
that no, you should be nizam chatzit. So that I have long discussions.
When I'm as careful
as I say, my women are, but if you say the prophet, I'm discussing whether you have to take out your 4 feet before you take on the mikvah. Whether you have to take out your 4 feet before you take on the mikvah. I don't know. It's a whole discussion. All the chumras, the women have a lot of chumras, so the chumras you don't have that. But whatever is real, really a chatzitza, but that person should be nizra when he's tevil in the mikvah. Hava? Places points out there in Sudas that the practice was on Erev Yom Kippur to fulfill the mitzvah sachiva, they used to eat chicken, they wouldn't eat meat. They used to eat things that were easier to digest. The chicken was easier to digest. You have to eat meat, so the Bosnians say you shouldn't eat very fatty meat because it's marb is zera. And the Gemara has a din that an Erev Yom Kippur is forbidden to eat von ha-marb is zera. The Achrayim say that there's a special minhag to give a bracha to your children on Erev Yom Kippur, especially for the children to go to their parents to get this bracha. The parents should give them a bracha, they should be zeicha to be Yirei Shemayim, and the doctor came in mitzvahs and so on. And I've read a quote from the Zohar that the proper thing is, it's usually in the Siddurim, they have the Nusach HaBracha printed from the Chayyarim. Chayyarim has the whole Nusach that everybody says. Some Azurim, they have it. So the Achrenim add on, based on the Zohar, that before the parents give a bracha to their children, they're supposed to give a bracha to their Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It says in the Zohar that if you don't give a bracha to the Tvariyodim, before you give a bracha to Abbas of Adam, then the bracha to the Abbas of Adam won't be the queen. We discussed it on different occasions. But the Achrenim say that when you say Lachayim, so you should really first say the bracha on the schnapps or on the wine, whatever it is, and then drink a little bit of the wine, and then say Lachayim. Because Lachayim is a bracha to Abbas of Adam. First you have to give a bracha to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Kohanim, before they give us the bracha, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerech, they say a bracha to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It happens that they say a Birchas HaMitzvah. But Mikra Adin, the Nitziv explains on that Gemara, and says, Mikra Adin, they don't have to say the Birchas HaMitzvah. The Gemara says in Megillah, a whole discussion, Ameh Harach the Yomim. They ate all the Tamayim and the Amoram who lived for a ripe old age. And what source did they live to such a ripe old age? And one of them said, because he was a Kohen, and whenever he would duchen, he would always recite a bracha, Shekut Tushonim, Bikushas HaShalar, and Tzvan Rav Tzvan Esau B'Yabra, before he would recite the duchening. So the Miri there asks the Kasha in Megillah, what's the Chiddush? The Chadin, you have to say Brichas HaMitzvah before you do any mitzvah. And the Miri gives one answer. So then it's even Saita on that same Gemara. In Perikel and Nemorim, where the Gemara talks about all the Dinam of Duchanim, and it's even gives an answer that Rav Saladeh is fond of quoting very often. He has a Yisoid based on the Rabbeinu Yoin on the first half in Brachas and the Baal HaMoharim Rosh Hashanah, that whenever one does a mitzvah that comes in the context of a bracha, so then it's not required that he should recite a Brichas HaMitzvah in advance. That's why we don't say a bracha before we say Kriya Shema, we don't say a bracha before we daven, we don't say a bracha before we say Kiddush, we don't say a bracha before we say Shehakon Yevidvarei. Why don't say a bracha Shekut Shana Mitzos Mitzivonu Levorech Halo Echlim? Then say Shehakon Yevidvarei. Right? So then Zayin Adavah say, right? So that's what the Rishonim have a Yisoid like that, and the Mesivus and his Haggadah has this Yisoid in the Hagdama, that whenever one does a mitzvah which is fulfilled in the context of a in the framework of a bracha or a brachas, then no additional Birchas HaMitzvah is required. So really, the Kohanim shouldn't have to recite a Birchas HaMitzvah before they Duchen, because the Duchening must be recited in the middle of the Chazaras Hashach. So that's in the middle of Bracha. So that's why he says, that he did say the Bracha. So the Shadrach said, what did he say? The Bracha for Tzachah, Bracha Levat Tolah. So the answer is because of the Zohar, that before you want to give a Bracha for Bracha Adam, you have to give a Bracha to the Bari Yom. And if not, then the Bracha won't be Mekuyah. And it says that that's why Melchizedek Melech Shalom was punished. And he lost the Kahuna. It says, "Who Kohen Lekel Al Yom?" He was supposed to be the Kohen, and his children were supposed to be Kohanim after him. He lost the Kohuna. The Gemara says, "Because Higdim Bichas Sebe Be Bichas Kainai." First, he gave a bracha to Avram, and then he gave a bracha to the Baal Shem. Shemigin Tzarecha Biyadach. He said the bracha to Hashem is bracha after the bracha to Avram Avi. So that's not done. Some bracha to the bunch, and then you continue to say the bracha to your children. Proper thing is to get a bracha upon him from every time. If not, then you call up your parents and ask for a bracha on the telephone. But if it's not, you should go over in person. That's the living narrative, so. Usually, the Gemara says Shechyana on the Yontif could be recited Apilu Bashuk. The Gemara says in Erev and Daf Mem. It really doesn't have to be recited Alayayin. But the Gemara says on Adaf that since we're going to recite Kiddush Alayayin, so the proper thing is to save the Shechyana and to recite the Shechyana Alayayin at the conclusion of the Kiddush. That's why the Prophet would say that it's not really such a proper meaning that a lot of women have, a lot of communities, that when they bench lift, they say Shechyana B'Shal Fadlokas Aneir. Because although strictly speaking, the Gemara says, the Yotzei v'Shachyanu, Shachyanu Amar Afilu Bashuk, but L'Hatchila, the proper thing is to say v'Shachyanu till after you say the Kiddush Alayayin. But on Yom Kippur, there is no Kiddush Alayayin, so it doesn't make any difference whether the woman is going to say Shachyanu b'Shas Avlokas on theirs, or she'll wait later to say Shachyanu in Shul. So a lot of women have the practice that they say Shachyanu b'Shas Avlokas on theirs. Those women that say Shachyanu b'Shas Avlokas on theirs should keep in mind that they shouldn't repeat Shachyanu later on. You shouldn't say Shachyanu a second time in Shul. When the Chazan says Shachyanu, so the Shulchan Aruch has the practice that everybody says along Shachyanu softly, and they finish their Higyanu Lazman Hazeh before the Chazan, and then when the Chazan finishes Lazman Hazeh, everybody says Amen. So those women who said Shachyanu b'shas Avlokas Aneiros, they should be careful not to say Shachyanu a second time. Some parts can say that they should say Shachyanu a second time, that the first Shachyanu that they said b'shas Avlokas Aneiros is a Shachyanu on Avlokas Aneiros, that they haven't lived Neiros Yom Kippur since last year. Like Kriyas HaMegillah says Shachyanu, then the Shachyanu that you say in Shul, that Shachyanu on the Yom Kippur. But the Pashto says that it's not that the Shachyanu B'Shas Avlokas Aneiros is the Shachyanu of Kabbalah's Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur. That's why the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Mem, and Adav, the Gemara says that on, Gemara says cannot be famous like that. That's the Pashto from the Gemara. But although, let's say, on a regular Shabbos or Yom Kippur, if a woman wants to bench lift and make a Tanai, Beliba, even Beliba is good enough that she's not in Kabbal Shabbos, so we pass on that's acceptable, and she can do a malacha even after she benches lift, because she wasn't the Kabbal Shabbos. But if she benches lift on Erev Yom Kippur, or Erev Yom Kippur, and she says Shachyanu, then Shachyanu can only be recited on Yom Kippur. So if she said Shachyanu, that means that she was Mekabel Kedushas Hayom. So she cannot recite Shachyanu and then go drive by car to go to Shul to take Bar Mitzvah. Once she said Shachyanu, so that means that it's Kabbalah Yom Kippur Bar Kar. So if she wants to make it tonight, B'Shas Avlokas Aneiros, on Erev Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur, so she should leave out the Shachyanu. She should say it later, B'Shas, when the Chazan says in Shul. The bracha of Lahalik Nershal Shabbos and Shal Yom Tzis is the mitzvah of Halakas Aneris. It's supposed to be done in Bog Yom. Not only on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to light candles. Even on Yom Tzis, when you open it to light candles, the Rabitzel Peta Burger has in his Shuvah, three Yitzchak, the old Shuvah, that you're still supposed to light the candles on Erev Yom Tzis, because in the mitzvah of Kibud, the two mitzvahs, Kibud V'Yoyim. And the Rambam writes that Kibud V'Yoyim applies both to Shabbos and to Yom Tzis. Even though the Pasuk only says the Gabi Shabbos, and the Gemara in the end of Beit seems to say the Feiris, that it only applies to Shabbos. The Beis Halevi points out, the Rambam says Mufur, so that applies both to Shabbos and the Yom. What's the difference in Kibbut the Yom? So the Bira Dro, the Aruch HaShulchan has a different definition. But the Bira Dro writes that Kibbut means those Tachonot that you do with Bog Yom, and Onig means what you enjoy on Yom, the Achila, the Shtiya, the Susnakiya, the fact that you enjoy everything, the fact that you take a bath beforehand, the fact that you set the table beforehand, the fact that you put on the big day Shabbos beforehand, and the fact that you bench lift beforehand, that's the mitzvah of Kibbut. The fact that you enjoy the lit up house, that's Einik. But the fact that you have to light the candles in Kol Yom is both on Shabbos and on Yom. Even most of them don't do like that. That's why that's part of the Bitzel that the Buddha wrote all children. Because that they're not doing right, that they should really light the candles in Kol Yom. On the second day Yom Tov, you have no prayer. When you have 2 days Yom Tov, so you're not permitted to do Malach on the first day for the second day. What's the 2 days Rosh Hashanah? A Shabbos next to Yom Tov. So you're not permitted to do Malach on the first day for the second. That's far from. So then you have to light the candles after Tzeisa Kacham Davke. And you've lost the mitzvah of Kibbut. You only have the mitzvah of Onik. But whenever you have the ability to light the candles in Bol Yom, so then if the Yitzchak right, that the proper thing is, you should always light the candles before him.
Yeah. But if she has the mitzvah already, say how long you have to do it this year, if you come to shul, is that okay?
It depends how strong she has
the
mitzvah.
The
women shouldn't be encouraged, because a lot of times the women get confused anyway about the shakyan, or they don't know the first day yom, the last day yom. It's very confusing, you know? And you need a beg of chadash, man. You don't need a beg of chadash. So it's always good to tell your wife to rely on a husband, and he'll break his head. He'll figure out when to say shakyan. The women never remember. Interesting point, I don't know. Good time. Don't know. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Shaloh that the proper thing is, the Mashgiach spoke on Shabbos about this, the proper thing is that one should be machmir for the Shittas Ramban to repeat the Vidui again after the Suda HaMafsek is before Knesus Hayayim. But the Ramban learns Pshat Lefnei Hashem Titoru that it means the person should be mitayer himself by saying Vidui, by doing Tshuva. Not just by saying Vidui, by doing Tshuva. And in addition to doing Tshuva B'Leih, by reciting the Vidui, prepare the Dvarim immediately prior to the Knesus Hayayim of Yom HaKippurim. So the Chachamim were afraid that the person will get drunk in the Suda, he'll be running from Shul, he'll be running from the Suda Mafsek to Shul, and he won't have a chance to say the Vidui after the Suda Mafsek. So that's why they were Magdim, and they said that on Erev Yom Kippur, the proper thing is to daven Mincha before the Suda Mafsek, and to recite the Vidui at the end of Mincha, just in case he'll miss his chance later. But he should still fulfill, the Ramban says, and the Shaloh says that we should be Machmal like the Ramban, he should still fulfill the Ika Din Deraita, reciting the Vidui again on Erev Yom Kippur, not by Ma'ariv, in addition to Ma'ariv, he should recite the Vidui again on Erev Yom Kippur, right before the Knesset Kedushas Hayom. So exactly how do you arrange this? So here the Gaboyim announced that at 6:20, I think, so they said at 6:20 they're going to say Tfilo Zakwa. Tfilo Zakwa is the Nusach HaVidui that the Hayom composed, it's printed in many Matzor. And at 6:40, I think he said they're going to recite Kol Nidre. This poses a bit of a problem. I'll just explain what the problem is, and you have to figure out the solution on your own. At the end of the Tfilah Zakra that was composed by the Hayodim, so he has, there's a whole beautiful video, and then at the end he says, "V'harenim kabbal alak dushas hayam shal yom kippur." The person is mekabel yom kippur on himself, right? But there's a mitzvah of Tosefet Yom Kippur. Even the Rambam who says that on Shabbos and Yom Kippur there's no mitzvah of Tosefet, but on Yom Kippur the Rambam quotes there is a din of Tosefet. A mitzvah min atar to be moisik nechay la rakodesh. So at the end of the Tfilah Zakah, you mekabel Yom Kippur. So the Shabbat is that you're ready, mekabel Yom Kippur, then you begin to say Kol Nidre. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to say Kol Nidre in the Bo'od Yom. Why do you have to say Kol Nidre in the Bo'od Yom? Because there are two versions, the two nuskot of the Kol Nidre, whether Kol Nidre is the Sha'avar or Kol Nidre is Lahaba. The Rabbi Natam's father, with the Rabbi Natam, Rabbi Natam's father was Rabbi Meir. His brother was the Rashbam. The Rashbam's name was Rabbi Shmuel ben Meir. So right, Rabbi Natan's father's name is also Meir. Same father, same father, same mother. So the Rabbeinu Meir with the Rabbeinu Tam both changed the nusach. That until that day, the nusach of the Kol Nidre used to be the Shofar, Hataras Nidor. And then they changed the nusach based on the Gemara and Nidor. The Gemara says whoever doesn't want his Nidor to be binding during the year should get up, bereishato, in the beginning of the year on Rosh Hashanah. The Taisus in the dorm says, why we don't do it on Rosh Hashanah, why we do it on Yom Kippur? Okay. There are more people in shul. But we're saying, Rabbi, there are more people in shul on Yom Kippur than there are on Rosh Hashanah. There's a Zoya that says that Yom HaKippurim is like Purim. That's like Yom HaKippurim, because it's like Purim. What sense is it like Yom Kippur? So it says, and the Medrash says, also like the Zoya, that even through all of the Golas, that the Jews will be persecuted. They won't be Shomer Shabbat, they won't keep Taras HaMishpach, they won't keep Yom Tov, but 2 days a year they'll keep Purim and Yom Kippur. In that sense, that's what the Medrash says. In that sense, everybody says different from Muslim, what Pshat and Zohar is. But Medrash says Mefurish, that's what it means. That Yom Kippur, all the Jews come to Shul, and Purim, everybody celebrates, whether they're religious, not religious, everybody celebrates Purim. So the Taisus in the Dharm comes out. Even though the Gemara says, Leikum, Minish, Berei, Shatza, everybody should get up on Rosh Hashanah. We don't do it on Rosh Hashanah, we do it on Yom Kippur because there are more people in Shul. What should you do? You should get up and make a declaration that ending the Dharm Shvuiz that I plan to take during the year, from the beginning of this year to the beginning of the next year, should not be binding. So they said that that's what Atal Nidri is. So it's not a Hataras and Dorim on the previous year, it's really a declaration, it's a Mesiras Meidah on the coming year. So which Nusach do we say? So the Chayyarim says, and the Yeshiva say like that, Chayyarim says the proper thing is to say the both Nusachs, to say L'Sha'avar and to say L'Habah. So because of the old Nusach that it's a Hataras and Dorim L'Sha'avar, and Hataras and Dorim you're not allowed to do on Shabbos or on Yom Tov or on Yom Kippur unless it's a Tzarech on Shabbos, let's say. A woman take a neder, took a neder, and then a woman took a neder not to eat potatoes, they want to die. And then come Shabbos, and this is Tichonot. And Tichonot on Shabbos, and then they have charote, that they ever took such a ridiculous neder. How can a person, how can a religious Jew live without eating potatoes or whatever, they have to eat Shonot on Shabbos, so then they water Hataras and Dorim. So to be matter such a neder on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's the Torah HaShabbos and Torah HaYom Tov, that's Mutter. But let's say they took a neder not to eat ice cream, and there's a big party on Sunday, but on Shabbos they don't have to, can live without the ice cream, it's no big deal. On Sunday they have charata that they ever took the neder, because they're going to want to participate in this party on Sunday. But that kind of a neder, you're not allowed to be matter on Shabbos and Yom Tov. In the Dorim that are not the Torah HaShabbos, you're not allowed to be matter on Shabbos. So according to the new Nusach of the Rabbein and Tam, Yom Kippurim is out, Yom Kippurim Habala and L'Tayvo, that you're making a declaration that the Nidron that I plan to take during the course of the following, the coming year, should not be binding, should not be fall on me. So that you can make that declaration on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur as well, that's not a problem. But because of the old Nusach of the Kol Nidri, the Yom Kippurim She'avar, Yom Kippurim Hazeh, all the Nidron that I have taken should be Batla Mevutla, and that's a Hataras and Dorim. That's why we have two people standing with the chazan to have a bezin, because you need a bezin for Hataras and Dorim. Because of the old Nusach that Kol Nidri was the Hataras and Dorim Nishavar, and you're not allowed to be Matan and Dorim on Yom Kippur like Shabbos and Yom Tov unless it's with Tzorech. Unless it's with Tzorech Yom Kippur, and many of them Dorim are not with Tzorech Yom Kippur. So that's why it says in the Poskim that the proper thing is to recite Kol Nidri before the Shkia. You don't have to recite all the three times Kol Nidri before. If you say the once Kol Nidri, pull on your own shvik and shvis, and you say it once, that's also good enough. The fact that we say it three times, that's tana minig b'yam. The fact is really, the Achrenim point out, there's really a misprint in the Sindurim, when it says the Nutzach of Hataras and Dorim. So the Mavakish says, Shimon HaRabbaisa de'aramun from a whole long Nutzach. And then it says, the Bezin says, Hakol mutarim lachem, hakol shurim lachem, alachor, hakol mukhudim lachor. So you already said it three times, and then it says they should say it three times. So it comes out that they said it nine times. But I have to say nine times. Mikra didn't you say once? When the Bezin says once, I've called Mutarim Lacha Alachem, all the Nadarim are Mutar already. Then it says in Shulchan Aruch, the minig is to say three times first dress. Like you have the Vilna Gaon says, like you have in the Mishnah in Menachos, that they used to ask, should I cut the Oymer tonight? And they say yes. Should I cut the Oymer tonight? They say yes. They would say three times. Even though Shabbos, yes. Even though Shabbos, yes. Even though Shabbos, yes. They would say everything three times just for stress. So the Vilna Gaon says, that's why we have the practice to say the Hataras and Dorim. The Bezin says Hataras and Dorim three times. But they said it three times, and they say, Hakol Matorim Lachem, Hakol Mechurim Lachem, Hakol Shurim Lachem. Finished. Then they say it a fourth time. Ain't come like Nerev Lashur, that's already a fourth time. What do they have to say it another time and another time? So they say it like the fourth time. Say four times and four times and four times. So it's really a mistake. That's what happens. So it's really a misprint that they should say that line three times. So the same thing, the Kol Nidri. Kol Nidri is a Hataras and Dorim, according to the old Nusach. The fact that you say three times is really some liyasa say, it's just for stress. But really, the first time is the Hataras and Dorim. So the Achrenim say that it's a ketah to say the first Kol Nidri, the Bod Yom. So now the Shaila is, if you say the Tfilah Zakah, If you're going to wait to say the Tfilah Zaka after you say the Kol Nidrei, the Chazan is going to sing away, they would be Kol Nidrei three times, going to be already after the Ben Hashmashes. After the Ben Hashmashes, so you don't need your you're not being Meishiv Nechayel Al HaKadosh. But Tefes Yom Kippur means that you're Mekabel Yom Kippur, and before this man that you're Mechayev to be Mekabel. And according to the Vilna Gaon, Ben Hashmashes begins right away with Shkia. So right away after the Shkia, the Chazan is not going to finish the Kol Nidrei. The three Kol Nidrei is not going to finish before the Shkia. He always finishes it, unless they rearrange it in the Shul. But they rearrange it, that the Kol Nidrei will be at 6:10. And then the Tfilah Zaka will be at 6:30. Okay? You can get everybody to come so early. And everybody should be most in the Kol Nidrei. They should all finish eating before. That would be great. But the Maisa, most of the Shul, they don't do like that. So they have the Kol Nidrei begins before Shkia. Both come, and the first Kol Nidrei is finished before Shkia, and the second and the third are after the Shkia, which is already Ben Hashmashes. So then if you're going to start your... You're going to be Mekabel, Kedusha Sayyim, or Yom Kippur at that time, there won't be any mitzvahs for seven. Rabbi Yalpin has this family that he knows personally. They have a problem. Okay. So they should have a Hatzaras Nerim, and every Yom Kippur. And every Rosh Hashanah. Because many shuls, they don't say that Nusach Meshavah, so they say Nusach Ramzah. So you want to have a Hatzaras Nerim? You don't? Just in case the three people who are saying Kol Nidrei don't really understand what they're saying. They're supposed to have in mind that they're not in the dark. If they don't have it in mind, that's no good. So the problem is like this. If you're going to say the whole Tfilah Zaka from the beginning to the end, before the Kol Nidrei, so you are already Mekabel Yom Kippur, so you're not supposed to have Hataras and Dorman Yom Kippur. Unless it's the Tzar Hayar. Most of them are Dorman, not the Tzar Yom Kippur. And if you're going to wait to say the Tfilah Zaka until afterwards, you're going to wait to say, let's say you said Tfilah Zaka before in the Kabbalah, Kedusha Tayyam, you'll say later after the Kol Nidrei, so then it'll already be after the Shkia. So then it'll be Bein Hashmashes. So where's going to be your Tosefes Yom Kippur? That is the problem.
In the shul,
it depends what Nusach they say. Whether they say Nusach L'Shavar, they say Nusach L'Havar.
You might want it to pop up. Why should
Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Meir, his father, they both insisted that the correct Nusach is L'Havar. Okay, then there's no problem.
And why do you need a Lashon Avar if we didn't have time to start for other times? We need at least 10 days.
Okay.
Isn't it Nusach from last year in Kippur?
For those people who didn't, not everybody makes. There are more people who come to shul and Yom Kippur than who do have Teres and Dar. Okay. Okay, the shot is the three people, that's the shot. The three people are making Hataras Nedarim, the three people who are in the front, who are officially the bezin for the Hataras Nedarim, when are they going to say their Tfilah Zaka? That's the problem. So the shot is like this, what is the issa? What's wrong with being Matan Nedarim b'Shabbos and not b'Tzarat HaShabbos? What is the issa? The some Rishonim say that it's an issa Mishum Masakin Manam, but they're only an issa the Rabbanim. It's not an issa the right, that's for sure. The shot is, what's the issa the Rabbanim? The some say that since it's a bezin, so there's a violation of Ein Donim b'Shabbos. What's wrong with Ein Donim b'Shabbos? Zer Hashem Yichtov. Another Hashem say no, that it's an Isser of, some say it's an Isser of Dabadov, it's a Dibur Shlodotov. And others say no, that it's an Isser of Mesak and Monim of the Rabbonim. That it's a Malachim of the Rabbonim, that they're Mater and Isser. It used to be awesome until now, they're undoing an Isser of Mesak and Monim. But that's a shy. Let's say if a person is Mekabel, Tosefes Yontif, or Tosefes Shabbos, or Tosefes Yom Kippurim, an hour before Yom Kippur, half an hour before Shki of Yom Kippur, what exactly is he forbidden to do during that zman, during that time period of Tosefes? He's forbidden to do all malachas. Malachas derais and malachas derabban. What about Xeris? He's not allowed to violate Xeris either. So this is a shaila. Tosefes and Megillah, in the beginning of Megillah, raises the question that Amatzor, Yom Kippurim, before we recite Atef and Antonu, and Shul and Meir, and before we recite Havdol, Allah calls, we blow Shaifa. How are we permitted to do this Easter? It's not an Easter, it's an Easter. How are we permitted to do that before we recited Hashanah? The Taisus answer is that during this man of Tosefes, one is permitted to violate Xer. That's the Taisus. But during Shabbos of Yom Kippur, during Bein Hashmashes, which is the Tavagan Sabbath, Where does it say? It's the beginning of Megillah. Abdallah's up there. It's the very beginning of Megillah. When the Gemara talks about Zer Hashem Yaviram, Taisus talks about why not let Alain and Megillah and Purim Shechali is Bisham. The Taisus talks about Zer Hashem Yaviram about Shofar and how do you blow Shofar on Yom Kippur before. Kiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah that says Mechumash, you have to blow Shofar. But Kiyah Shofar on Yom Kippur is not a din in the Torah. It's only a minig. So how can you have a minig that's against the din? The din is that you're not permitted to blow, to play any musical instruments, Hashem, so you're not Xer Hashem Yisachar Klishir. So how are we permitted to do this on the Tzoyam Kippur before Havdalah? To that, Tosis answers that since it's only a Xer, it's not really a Malacha Deraisa, it's not even a Malacha Derabban, it's only a Xer. So Tosis sounds like they say, with all Xer is Amutar, during this man of Tosefet, during the Nashma Shekhmah. That's what they seem to hold. If you say, if you would hold that the Easter of what? Could be. I don't know. The Rambam holds like that. I don't know if Tosfos makes that distinction. The Rambam is the only one that makes that distinction. Tosfos Shita is that it's the same. Either there is a Tosfos or there's no Tosfos. The Gemara equates it all. The Gemara speaks two ways. The Kippur, the Shabbos, the Yom Kippur, the Shmita, everything is the same. Either there is a Tosfos or there's no.
Yeah,
the Gemara says the Ram does an Edom. But it has to be a legitimate heifer. You have to have a bona fide peasant who knows how to do
matzah. You have to think of that yourself before you were a broken ender, or even afterwards.
You don't have to have thought about it before.
So this
the Gemara says he can only be matzah neder if the hatar will be relevant to kana lahavo. The hainu that for the neder is still binding. So he wants to be matzah neder that it should be mutzah mikana lahavo or. The netter was a one-shot netter, not the potato. He ate it already. The netter is no longer relevant. So the Gemara says, if he ate it, the maize, it's an issue now, whether we should give malchus. So then the netter is still relevant. So we have the ability to be matan netter in order to undo malchus. Well, let's say he violated the shvua, for which he'll have to bring a carbon in oil of the yoreh, the chatzal of the yoreh. So if he'll be matan netter now, it'll be nekalam afreya. So then he won't have to bring the chatzal of the yoreh. So then again, it's relevant. But if he violated the neder, the mezid b'li hasroah, so there's neither violated the shvuah, the neder, the mezid b'li hasroah. So there's neither malchus, nor is there chatus elav yored, nor is it relevant to kana lavo. So then the Gemara says, you cannot be matar the neder. You can only be matar the neder if the hetah has some relevance to kana lavo. No, it has to be a relevance to bez mishamata, the dina yoda. The kana lavo. So
talking to the plants that are relevant, doing
it so that he can get him
for
Kapara
for the
norm
that he was over,
and
then
he's here,
and
he
says,
now
it's our Yom Kippur.
That doesn't need it for Yom Kippur,
he
could have done it yesterday.
Alright, but it didn't for yesterday, now it's our Yom Kippur.
But why does he need it specifically for Yom Kippur?
So that she got Kapara.
Maybe.
Take care of the necessity of making any of those to go over the rest of the year.
It takes care of it unless at the time the person starts the minhag, he remembers that he said Kol Nidre and he wants to take this neder or to institute this minhag anyway. So then the acceptance of the neder or the institution of the minhag itself is a bitl ha-moidor. It means by taking the neder, he's nullifying the moidor that he made in advance by saying Kol Nidre. So the kabbalah of the neder itself breaks it. The Kol Nidre only helps, the mysterious moidor only helps to prevent the moidor from being kal. If at the time that he takes the neder, he forgot that he said Kol Nidre. But if he remembers that he said Kol Nidre and takes the neder anyway, he makes the minig anyway, then that minig itself or the neder itself is the bitla maidor. So he undoes the statement of the Kol Nidre. And the Rambam quotes one opinion from the Goyim, which he doesn't go for. Rambam quotes one sheet that the Kol Nidre, the serious maidor, only works in advance if he has chazor teshke de dibur of taking the neder. He takes the neder, and then teshke de dibur after taking the neder, he realizes he backs out from the neder. He has mind that he doesn't want this minute. If he says the favor should back out, then it's very good. But if he doesn't say, so he says Dvarim Shabbalev and Dvarim, but if he has in mind that he wants to back out, and he made a statement in the beginning of the year that he does want that in the Dvarim to be Chal, then the series of the both together would be good. But if he doesn't back out, Techa the Dibra of the Neder, the Rambam quotes the opinion from the Gonim that then the whole Kol Nidre does not. So because the Kol Nidre is limited, either it's very limited, according to the Gaonim, it's extremely limited. According to all the other Rishonim, it's a little bit limited. So that's why, even at the end of the year, we assume that we still have a couple of Nedarim left on us. If you remember Bishas Kabbalah Nedar or Kabbalah meaning that you made this declaration, the Roman Dharma should not be binding, so then the Kabbalah Nedar, the Kabbalah meaning itself is a bit of the Maidon. It means that you don't want the Kol Nidre to invalidate it. So then the Nedar of the meaning will be binding.
You
see, so that
those
also give
more power than
before Havdalah Betfila. Yeah, before Atachan Antar. Okay. Of Pashtas. So, Achor, if you say like that, basis, that the only thing that's also before Havdalah after this man of Tesef Kachav Nizak, the only thing is that it's only this man of Tosef, Tzeres Amuter. So then getting back over here, it would depend why it's also mid the Rabbanah to be Matan and Dorim, be Yom Kippur. If it's also because of Ain Donim Bishabis, Gzeira Shem Yichud, that's a Gzeira. So then you can say that Gzeira is a Mutter and Bein Hashmashas. But if it's also because it's Misakin Monim the Rabban, so then the Chorit should be awesome. If it's also because of Dabba Dover, then I don't know what the Din of Dabba Dover doing is Man of Tosefis. But the Din of Dabba Dover, of course. Yeah.
If you say, according to both of these reasons, one is Gzeira and one is Misakin Monim, then why is it Mutter for Tzorah?
The Chacham never asked it? Yeah.
What
it's the best Mishnah in Shabbos. The Zohar Gadol Tzorah HaShabbos is Mutter Bimah
Tzorah HaShabbos.
No, no. For this Gzeir. No, for this Gzeir, they might hear the Dorah HaShabbos, unless it's Tzorah HaShabbos.
Now, what exactly is
Misak Mutter? How the potatoes used to be treif, and now they became kosher. So I'm a stack in the potatoes.
The way
yeah.
Be much
right, right.
Mm-hmm. And
Dabba Dabba
is another
one. Dabba is a third sheet that the Rambam writes like that, that the Yitzhak to be Matan and Dorman Shabbos is Dabba
Dabba. Because it's not
in your name. It's a Dibur that's unnecessary. All Dvarim Yisayim, all Dvarim Yisayim are Rosh
Hashanah. So that, according to that one, then it's easy
to understand
why it's
not
Dvarim
Yisayim.
It's like
Dvarim Yisayim. No, it's at the time I take a neder, I remember that I said Kol Nidre and I disregard my Kol Nidre and I take the neder anyway.
I take the
neder,
the
Dibur
even
Vilay. Some Dharma Chabalay and some Dharma on Chabutan. Most of the Dharma are only Chabutan. Nidre Mitzvah and Nidre Zdokya, Chal even Vilay. And the Chabbah writes that on Yom HaKippurim, yeah.
What's the significance? Are you assuming that they are a basin and they are Matir Nidorim and that the basin is also making the proclamation of Onam Matir and his father and Halayonim?
Yeah.
That itself is a proclamation of
Facebook. Well, the Hispalim of Aryanim, yeah, but that's the Tzarech HaYantiv, that's not a problem. But the Hatarish Mdarim, that's not the Tzarech HaYantiv.
Well, what are you accomplishing by that? I mean, there's normally
a Yisur that is
popular.
Some of the people are Mecherim. If the Cherim included not to allow them to come to Davin, so you're not allowed to Davin with them.
When we say
but the Yom Kippur, everybody comes to Shul. So we're Matir to Davin with Yav Aryan.
So there's certain things a person does automatically.
Yeah. Matter
that as well.
It matters the chayim temporarily, for a day. It matters the chayim for a day. Makes a tchias amazing for a day. Chayim means a curse that the person should drop dead. So it makes a tchias amazing for a day. If the day's up, then he goes back to his status of gavra ksilam.
Even according to the Talmud, the Rabbeinu Meir, you need a basin presence to make that statement.
If there are people who really are in Cherem or Menuda, then you need a person to be Matur, yeah? Yeah? No, on a Matur, his Palim, Avayonim. You Matur to Daven with the Avayonim. It means that there are some Avayonim that the Bezin made a Cherem on, that you're not allowed to Daven with them. But on Yom Kippur, we want everybody to come to Shul. The Gemara says that all Tainus Tibur Shein Bami Toshi Yisrael ain't a Tainus Tibur. That the Tainus Tibur is only a valid Tainus Tibur if you have Avaryonim davening with you. Otherwise, it's not the whole quality all together. It's a Tainus Yachad, it's not Tainus Tibur. Tibur means the Tzadikim with the Rishonim together. The others don't have Takah Din of Tainus Tibur. Ain't Tainus Tibur above all Chutz in the Yom Kippur? We don't have a Din of Tainus Tibur. But that Hatorah to daven with the Avaryon, that's only for Yom Kippur. We're not Matir all year long. We're only Matir to daven with them on Yom Kippur.
So we assume that there are such people in
every situation? Some of there are.
assuming you don't know of anybody that was put in the chair.
Then you don't have to say the last line. Unless he's saying we're Matir for the other shul.
Oh,
the matter for the other shul. The matter them that they can let the avayon go to the image. We have the other guy in mind. Right, right. There are many averes where the person is automatically menudah, right? Moti Shem Shmaim Vatola Yehi Ben Idui, right? So that poskim, many poskim say is automatically menudah. So a lot of people are Moti Shem Shmaim Vatola. Shemarach quotes a mechilta on a poskim that in the end of Parshas Bishalach that there was by the Melchemes Samalei, the Moshe Aaron Vechur. Olu Rosh HaGivoh, and they were davening that Bnei Yisrael should be Menatzeach. And the Melchama, so the Mechilta comments on that parsha, Mikan, the Tainis Tzibur, Shetzorach Shlosh. They usually have one Shliach Tzibur. You have 1,000 davening. But when it's an Eis Tzor, when it's a Tainis Tzibur, you have to have 3 Chazonim. What's that? You have to have a Chazon with a choir of 2. You have to have 2 people helping the Chazon davening. So it says in the Mechama that you have to have Yom Kippur as a Tainis Tzibur. All year long, we don't have a Tainis Tzibur anymore. Ain't Tainis Tzibur Baba Chutz from Yom Kippur. But on Yom Kippur is a tiny tzibur. So since it's a tiny tzibur, so the din of the mechilta applies. You have to have shloisha. You have to have 2 assistants standing to the right and to the left of the shliach tzibur. Nogan Avram says that our practice is that we don't do that. That we don't have 3 people standing next to the chazan on Yom Kippur. We only have for Kol Nidre because of the version of Hataras Nidar. So you need a bezin. And then we have for Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is the tfilas ha tiny tzibur. Ma'ariv, you always daven. Shachas, Musaf, Mincha, you always daven this. What's special about the fact that at the time of Tzibur Moshe Rabbeinu was davening the Shas Mechemes HaMalek, he was davening a special Tfilas Tainas Tzibur. But all Yom Kippur we daven regular davening, what we say all the time. We daven, we don't have to stand. You only have to stand if someone is walking with us, as it says. But if someone is standing still with us, then you don't have to stand. But it's a meaning that we stand when you open up the Yom Kippur. It's not Nikra Rebbe. It's what our salvation is to say, that it is the old, weak people who can't stand when you're and yet, what should they stand for? What part should they? What else should they go to stand? What else should you tell them they should stand for? Should you tell them what it says in the Gemara? When a person gets to the, in the middle of Chazor HaShat, he gets to the Vidui, the Gemara says, Nikir Adin, you have to stand for that. Even if you don't say Vidui. Nikir Adin is going for, you don't have to say Vidui, Vishat, Chazor HaShat, but how's it for Vidui? The meaning is that we say along the Vidui. So when we say Vidui, I've got to stand. Even if you don't say Vidui, even if you're just relying on the Vidui, the Gemara says, we have to stand when the Chazor says the Vidui in the Chazor HaShat. If a person can, they should stand every time they open up the Yom Kippur. That's the meaning. Why the meaning is so? Good question. Well, Rachik suggested maybe because the Piyutim themselves constitute a Babashi Kedusha. Just like you stand when you say Baruch Hu. You stand when you say, Kaddishi Kedusha. Maybe you should stand by the Chol Maminim and all of the other Piyutim because they're also a Babashi Kedusha. That's really a question. How do one define a Babashi Kedusha? That's the point. Yeah, I mean, people, there's more of an Indian to the men to sin, even though there's a men should sin, because I mean, people, we do everything to be Nadamah to Malachim. We don't eat, and we don't drink, and we don't wash our body, just like Malachim. So Malachim always sins. Malachim always sins. Ramok, what's the Ramam? They should always stand for Chazor HaShem. Nikar Adin, you don't have to. You speak to Nikar Adin. The Shmuel used to speak for Chazor HaShem. That's what the Or Gadolim, the Or Gadolim brings these 2 riots. The Gemara says in Yume that Shmuel used to speak, and then when the Chazan got to the middle of the Chazor HaShem, he said, Nikar Adin, Shmuel would stand up. So why would he sit? You see that Nikar Adin, you can sit in the middle of Chazor HaShem. And he brings the 2nd riot in the Balamor. Balamor says that King the Yushal, there's a tzitzis that we blow in the middle of the Chazor HaShem because everybody's sitting down in their places. There's a luminous tzitzis that we blow as everybody's on their way running out of shul at the end of the service. It's a tzitzis and luminous. Tzitzis and luminous means in the middle of Chazor HaShem when everybody's sitting. So the Minsk Gadol and the Mishnayot point in fact that you see that Mitzvah Adin, you may sit during Chazor HaShem. That's the Ramok, what's the Kumar B'Shem the Ramok? The Goyim just said you have to stand by Chazor HaShem Medina if you didn't daven. So the one who didn't damage my ass is Tzidah Balacha, should be doing a rely on the Chazor HaShem. The Chazan is mostly the Eid of Boki. Rav Shoshani and Kippur is mostly the Boki, the Mishnah says. But Afshin, for the Tzidah for so long, and everybody's in Eid of Boki, nobody remembers the Hitler of Tzidah Balacha. So when you didn't daven Tzidah Balacha, when you daven Tzidah Balacha, you said the wrong Lusaf, okay? You got Yahweh Yahweh, you said Tavamot, you said something wrong. And you want to rely on Chazor HaShem, So then the Goyim say, the Avot Hanani quotes the position of Goyim, and it's different Goyim we have it. Then they say you have to stand with your feet together and Nikar Adin. Then you show you have to. But if you said people will not ask you, you say you want private money. You just want to be able to have another shot, so that's only a human. Nikar Adin is to be wrong. The human is the Avot quotes in the wrong. Right, the Rishayim stay there on time. There is more approach to the ground, that the Gemara said at any time you speak with the Bible. The only time that we have it has a bigger time to speak with the Rishayim. The Rishayim, so it is his love, because there's no reason to be greater time. The best way goes never been. The only way you can take it from all is greater than time. There is no being a time to speak. The Rishayim is, so why do we learn by thought? I don't know if you have to be only by so the very next thing you don't say a name of the cosmos, you don't say a name of that, it's a time to speak. And the other behind you, you can. So the going and say the report and the time is close to the next going in. It doesn't have a dinner time to speak with the Gabi Yilu, but it has a dinner time to speak with the Gabi Yilu, where Kaun lay and say your name. That's the shot, very difficult. They have something to say, they're not sure exactly what they say. They give some kind of explanation, not sure exactly what. No, then you have to listen to the whole conversation. If that person forgot to say all of the other, and wants to rely on the other shot, you have to listen from the beginning to the end, and go to the eighth of that. Then the plague is a big girl of the Kabbalish, and you want to be eighth of the key, so I'll take out brackets and I'll draw the shots of Mitzvah, I'll rush on it. So let's say, let's say it has any done the lunch moment. And the Chazan is going to stop Chazar HaShat before the Chazan is going to be able to stop. Not only Shiva comes down. Let's say the Rosh Yeshiva is dominating very long, and then about people are going to stop Chazar HaShat before the Rabban is finished. If you have an issue, that's okay. As long as the Chazan is dominating Chazar HaShat. And I'll listen to the Chazar HaShat when we'll get to the end, and I'll hear from the Rosh Yeshiva first, that I will fulfill the Kish of Seirah Brachas, even though I wasn't paying attention to the whole Chazar HaShat from the beginning to the end. There were 9 people listening, and it's called the Chazar HaShat. That's called Kish, and I was dining with that minion. That's called Kish of Seirah Brachas. And there's a help not so. That if you want to be 8th, it's Kish of Seirah Brachas and Chazar HaShat, if you have to teach you that you finish, either you should see that you finish before the Chazan begins, or before the Chazan begins, if you want to be you have to listen to from the beginning to the end of the Chazar HaShat. Otherwise, and the Chazar HaShat doesn't relate to you. The Machlokes between the Chazanish and the Duke Kirov. How is one Yosef with his Kish of Seirah Brachas? You should make Hatzav Rosh Hashanah. You should make Hatzav Rosh Hashanah. Well, in Chazanish, you probably used to make Hatzav Rosh Hashanah and Erev Rosh Hashanah for that. He would just say, he'd be Kitzah. He wouldn't say, oh, Shim, the Rabbi. He would say that if he always has a minute to stand there for Chazar HaShat, and he doesn't know if he'll be able to do it. But it's difficult. Yes, it's safely netted the first time it's good. People usually forget to say that. Yeah, that's how the first thing. The classic of the shot comes like that near the end. You have a minute crave which you don't put into the Mavakal Yoram or two. Just now it's too difficult because you don't feel them. Then the shot says you don't really need to have that. So the race goes to see Mahmoud. Erev Rosh Hashanah used to make a person for that specifically. If you didn't go to Chazar HaShat, you'd be able to do it. If you're afraid, you wouldn't be able to do it, you'd stand there. Just in case, you'd have to sit for the make a person. No, it doesn't stand. Just stand there. Who wants to do it? Because that women don't have to stand. The person says, women are not going to be like my love. But it says in Shulchanach, the women don't have to wear a kippah because the kippah would be like Malachim. Some say all the things that have to do with being like Malachim don't apply to the women. But isn't that angels where you don't have to do the Yitzhak Hilashti on Yom Kippur is an Yitzhak Deraita, it's a Din of Korah, and if a person violates the Bishogi, it's Kaiba Chatos, it's a Kippi, it's a Din of Rabbanim, a Din of Rabbanim, you don't bring a Korban Chatos, it's a Yitzhak Malachim. Shalit, what about the other Fanishinoyim? Yitzhak, and the pizza, we were passing on Tashmi Shamita, the rest of the Machlech, the sheep is the Ram. The Ram and the left pair of the rib only has the left pair of the Ram and the rib. Now, you know, both the Machlech is, he says, the Ram of the Mashma that he holds, it's really the right, all the Hobbishim are the right. According to the Sukkim, the Gemara learns that. It is held that what was Sukkim only has not been the Rabban. It's not a Dinder. There's an Aflaq in the Gemara and an Aflaq in the Shem had a task of what is considered the Ilus Hassan, or whether any shoes that protects the foot is the Ilus Hassan. If you have a cloth, if you have socks on, so that's not called comfortable. But if you have, let's say, sneakers on, so that protects the foot. The people who wear sneakers or cloth shoes all year long. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara, in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza. Whether cloth shoes are considered shoes for the purpose of Chalitza, for the purpose of Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av, not the middle of the shoe. Or no, or it's only leather shoes, because the prophet says in Yehetzah, Ben Olach Tohash. But he brought the Bnei Yisrael out into the Midrash, and he did this to them, did that to them, he took care of them, and he put on shoes of leather. Then all that, he put on the Chalai, not Tachash. Tachash is an animal. So it's a Machlokes in the Gemara. Then it's a Machlokes in the Mishnah and Halakhah. The Rambam and the Baal HaMor are constantly, even if it's not made from leather, it also has the din of Nal, and it's also to wear it on Yom Kippur. And in Shulchan Aruch we don't pass on that. But according to the Rambam, that on Yom Kippur he was Machmer on Tisha B'Av, he said he can make. Since he held it, since on Yom Kippur, Chamish Shinuim is the rice, that's generally assumed in Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam, not like the Baal Yateh. But all the Chamish Shinuim are the rice, and that's the Chamish Shinuim. That's what he says, if you have to think it's the Machmer on Yom Kippur, not the way it's So what a lot of people do is they wear the sneakers in the street, and then when they come to shul, they take the sneakers off, leave it under their chair. And then you stack those. Yeah, he says by taking the street off, unless you're afraid you're going to hurt your feet, then you're permitted to wear shoes. You're permitted to wear shoes, padera. And they come here, then they have to take off the shoes. No, the Ikar, I think, is that sneakers are not a violation of the Ulfasan. But he tells the person that he should wear the sneakers in the street. But if the person wants to be mocking not to wear sneakers either, then I don't know if he has to be mocking so much, even when he walks in the street, also not to wear the sneakers. You're going to hurt his feet on this, he walks in the street. It's enough when he sits in a shul. The shul is carpet. It's not going to hurt his feet anyway. But then it's kedai to take over shul. Now, Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says Tisha B'Av since the whole din of Milah Fasango. So I'm going to rub on it to this. You can be make them like it says in the shul. Yeah, nothing on it. Probably is Muslim. If you're afraid you're going to hurt your feet, probably is Muslim. No, I didn't say that. I just said the Dunga Doin is there to say that on Tisha B'Av you can be made, but you thought on Yom Kippur you should be not. But that's what the Shari Tshuva quotes on that. Shari Tshuva next to the Behetet quote. But the proper thing is to wear the sneakers in the street. When you come to shul, you should put them on your chair. Shari Tshuva writes on that. Okay, dropping it. Okay, dropping it. Permitted to wear leather shoes to protect their feet. It's only Mila Tashan is only also if it's a tiny. But if it's going to hurt, if you observe the Inuit, it's going to hurt. Like the Rechit, the Shein is so tiny. It's used to Tisha for the purpose of prayer. I'm not sure exactly how it works. The Gemara says you have to be careful that Tanan, even with the baby, shouldn't wear leather shoes. Because you don't let the children go to sleep with their shoes on. The Gemara says that's unhealthy. Take off the leather shoes before. Then when they wake up in the morning and you put on the shoes on them, That's called machilo biyadayim. That's not proper. But even for little babies, the partner shall let him give the chinam. He doesn't even understand what the kid is all about. He's going to eat anyway. The Gemara says, still, you're not permitted to put on leather shoes on the children. Even if they're going to put on their own, you shouldn't, because people will think that you put on the leather shoes. To feed the kids is mutta. That you want the kid needs. Pashtus in the Then Hafsina has his wild fish that you have talked about people be Azani. You're not going to feed the children. And Yom Kippur, and unless the mom is afraid that the kid will become a fellow, she isn't a son. That's the kid is going to drop dead. Otherwise, you have to tell the kids, go home. If you want to eat, eat. But I'm not going to feed you the children. Because you're not allowed to feed the kids. Let's say you have a little baby, he doesn't know how to eat on his own. The baby's not going to die if you don't feed the baby. You'll get to be feeding the baby's not going to die if you don't feed the baby a whole day. So this is the right to feed the baby any eat of the right, unless it's a topic sakon, a lot of sakon. Generally not accepted like in Hashem. Now, Benetan Sefer Yosher has a letter to somebody, he's taken here. He has a tshuva that he wrote to some other Baal Tzitzis who held like in Hashem. He says that it's not right. He gives two reasons why. It's very unclear. It must be from this thing there. Very unclear what he says. But the Maishu says that it's Mitzvah Lachira Diyadam food. A shoe, to put on leather shoes, that's taking murder, so. Unless you have, let's say, unless the children have trouble, special shoes, because they have 50 feet or something, then they have orthopedic shoes. But the doctor said they have to wear that. It's a different thing. Especially if they're different shaman. What'll happen if they won't wear it for one day, it's a different shaman. But, normal healthy children, so the proper thing is that, you shouldn't let them put on leather shoes. Let's say a guy came to the dormitory once with his family with his children, and he forgot to bring the sneakers to the children. And the little kids were running around the backyard in the dormitory, and there was broken glass. So then to let the kid walk around just in his, eating with shoes is the hashash takon. But then in that case, Mustama, we would say that you should put on the leather shoes on the kid. You should not walk around without shoes. But on the normal children thing, the people should be careful to see that even little children should also not wear leather shoes. I have children who know how to put on their shoes by themselves and they want me to put on their shoes. But it's still a marathon. The Gemara makes it clear, like you mentioned before, that Ne'ilah is not a tefillah of Yom Kippur. Ne'ilah is a tefillah of the Tainus Tibur. Theoretically, on every Tainus Tibur, he's supposed to dumb me. The only thing is, the Gemara says, any Tainus Tibur from Bobo, put me on my Kippur. You don't have any other Tainus Tibur. When exactly is one supposed to dumb me tefillah of Ne'ilah? So the Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, and Yerushalmi has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. There's three versions. You put it all together, there are three sheets. One sheet is that you're supposed to dab Nilo on the soy, If you've completed the whole time, then you dab Nilo. And then that opinion in the Gemara holds that Nilo passes Myra. It seems it's the same amount as Myra, so you don't have to dab Myra. You dab Nilo, you don't have to dab Myra. The other sheet is, no, you have to dab Nilo in the boat, you only have to finish before Shkia. You have to finish Nilo Bal Yom. The third sheet of the Gemara is, as long as you began Nilo Bal Yom, even if you finish Balaylo, that's okay. Three sheets of the Gemara. The Chaber says this month, the Rosh quotes in the end of Yom, they're not working for Rosh Hashanah, a fasting. They ask Rosh Hashanah fasting that you're supposed to finish Nilo before Shkir. You're supposed to finish Nilo before Shkir. The Chaber writes like that, that the proper thing is to finish Nilo before Shkir. And I said, we don't practice that in all the shuls. Because the Balabatim have this bug in the head, the Balabatim think that once Nilo is over, finished, then you don't have to pray for Nilo, you go hungry. But if you finish Nilo and Bal Yom, the people go hungry. So that's why we violate this, it's really a heathen to finish Nilo and Bal Yom. We don't do that. We deduct the way to finish Nilo into the middle of the night in order that no one should make a mistake and think that it's needed to eat Bal Yom. But really, the more proper thing is to finish the whole Nilo and Bal Yom. What is this? You also have problems, but then you've been through Meyer, right? So the whole avodah of Aseret Mei Tshuva, the whole Chayishel, the whole Tzichas, and Aseret Mei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur, then the people run through Meyer so quickly. It's very important. The Tzon Gaon has a very interesting comment. It's the Torah Chiyam Gaon, exactly what he's driving at, and who's the Tzichas HaMozim.
מקבל כל תמחלת את המשרד, ומרד לזמן יצאת על המקום, אגב, על היו, אבל זה משחד יש אינבנשן על המקום החיים של פורים. What if the person ate a meal on Purim and he benches on the third Purim, like is a common practice in many homes? So you eat the Suda Spirim in the afternoon, and then you wait so long that the benching is after Balayla, after Purim is over. So do you say Allah needs him or not? Or let's say Hanukkah, somebody was eating an Arab Hanukkah, and then he's holding by benching on Hanukkah at night. I remember once we had David Mincha early on Erev Rosh Chodesh. And then we were sitting down to eat right before the shiur. Then we were going to finish eating after the shiur. We washed him on the bench. So Rav Soloveitchik's mother was alive at that time. So she started to scream at him. They don't learn Shulchan Aruch, a bunch of Amoratim. They don't know it's a prophet where they say Yalav Yavah. You're not allowed to go into a prophet. So you don't know you're not allowed to eat the Chashmash because we're doing it yet with a Shkaidish. A prophet Yalav Yavah. Not allowed to mark it. It's talking to say. So we should not be caught in our places, and then we talked you know, about the Tfilah Chassidus. If the Tfilah Chassidus was on Purim, so then you say, Allah Nishma. Tfilah Chassidus was on the Shkedish, and you say, Yalla B'Yavi. Even though you're benching on the Tzoy V'Shkedish and the Tzoy Purim. So the Dira Agro, and he was with Tzoy Purim, and he had a comment. He said there that this, not what it was shining, but we go about the Tfilah Chassidus. But the Tzoy Purim, is the Machlekes HaRishayim is identical with the Machlekes HaRishayim here regarding the Neilah. One sheet was that you say Neilah Balayla, leave out that sheet. But the other two sheets is well, you have to say Neilah Bayom, but they argue that you have to complete Neilah Bayom, or is it sufficient if you began Neilah Bayom? Because that's what the Machlekes says, when you go Basa HaSchola, or you can't go Basa HaSchola. That's exactly the Tishtal over here. What is Neilah, what has Neilah got to do with the Yom intention? It's very unclear. So Rachel said he didn't really, he never heard of that. He didn't really understand what it meant. He said, the sum of what he means is the following. The shayna is that both opinions in the Gemara, one shita holds that you say Neilah Mitzoyam Kippur. It's a different shita, Machlekes Rabbishma. But the two opinions that hold that you're supposed to say Neilah Bayom, who have a Machlekes, whether it's sufficient if you begin Bayom or you have to finish Neilah Bayom, they seem to argue how is one so bad with Tfilah as a Tfilah Kippur Kippur, this is sufficient if he begins Bayom. And you have to recite the entire Tfilah from the beginning to the end by Yom, then it should be called the Tfilah by Yom. And so perhaps that's what we're going and driving at, that the Yalav Yavah is recited on a Tfilah for Shkodesh. Or Alam Nisim is recited on a Tfilah Kurim or a Tfilah Amitim. And maybe that's what maybe that's how we're only going to understand the Machlokes. How does one convert the Tfilah to the Tfilah Tanika? Right, the Tzidus was Shvedish. Is it in chapter 1, begin the Tzidah on the Shvedish, it's labeled the Tzidus was Shvedish? Or do you have to finish the whole Tzidus on Hanukkah, that it should be called the Tzidus Hanukkah? If you finish the whole Tzidus on the Shvedish, that it should be called the Tzidus was Shvedish. You learn the way to go in, if that's the Shat Nizan, then it comes out of the whole Machlokes, which is in Gantin different. Not that someone holds you go Basel of his God. Machlokes says, if you began the meal before you finish the meal by Lila, not if you ate the whole meal by Yom, you bench by Lila, then everybody holds it with the Tzidus was Shvedish. Because all of the eating was done on a Shredish. That's not this pshat, that is very not the mashma. What Rav Soloveitchik said, he doesn't really understand how to go in and learn that was not it. Anyway, well, fascinating view, Rav. We have to look there. I never looked there in the portion on the view, Rav. What do you think? The metaphor here? Yeah, what do you say? What's pshat in the view, Rav? How does he relate this to the Yehila? The Mishnah says in Tainus that you're really supposed to, the Tainus are supposed to do in the middle of Nehira as well. Minat Torah, the Kohen are only obligated to do it once a day, every day, if they're called upon to do it. Good thought, we don't call upon them. The question, why not? And I was told, they call upon the Kohen to do it, and so they do it once a day, every day. They call upon the second time in the same day, even if it's a different minion. The Gemara says, the Rosh Hashanah and the third person, they're not going to be able to do it in the second time. If they do, it's a fine. It's just a Machlokes, the Mazanah Brahma calls the Machlokes, if they do it in the second time in the same day in a different minion, can they recite a bracha or not? Sheikh Mishan of the Gushal Sheshman can they recite a bracha? That's what the Niri says in that Gemara that we mentioned before. The Gemara says, Ameha Rach Layam, so he says, because he always said a bracha before he duchen. So the Niri has the kash, of course. If you're obligated to say a bracha before you duchen, like before you do any mitzvah. The Niri says, no, even when he was duchen the second time on the same day in a different minion, he wasn't obligated to duchen, not necessarily the bracha, and he was still recite a bracha before he was duchen. That's what the Niri writes. This is the Mazan Avram quotes, not maybe it's not right. The Niri, he says that you do say a bracha.
But what happens if you're in the same minyan and they call upon you, let's say, they ask you to do them by Shachar, then they ask you to do them by Musaf, and they ask you to do them by Ne'ilah. But then the Gemara says, you're up on them, you have to do them the second time if it's the same minyan. That's the Takanas Takan. And I tell you not, Mukhayyib, even if it's a different minyan. And the Rabban and Mukhayyib, if it's the same minyan, where you're down to Shachar, and they ask you again to do them by Musaf, you have to by Limit, you don't do them. Because Shkichi Shikr, so the Shikr, Shot Raviz, is not permitted to do them. And even, What does that mean on the time? So the number of things to practice for the use, the down and use are very, very late. So therefore, we're similar to the Ela on the time. So we're similar to Ela on the paper and the real time of people, even though they didn't say Ela, which is what we're trying to see, but they were down and use are very late. So then it would be similar to the Ela on the time. But then it's common good looking to them. But yes, we have this early, so we can have the common book in the memory. So it is very well for the meter, and everybody agrees. So we don't book into Mincha and Yom Kippur, but the Neila, the Mishnah says you're supposed to book into Mincha. How come Mincha and Moshe Lord Tekranim don't book into Neila? So the answer is because it's too late. What's too late? What's the problem that it's too late? You don't book into Meir because everybody ate lunch and supper. Why can't you book into if everybody's fasting, why can't you book into the Rishonim say, based on the Yerushalmi, that the Sias Tafan has to be Bayom. And the Sias Tafan Bamada. There is a heckish between Kibay, Kibam Bacha Hashem Mashal, so the Varat Vishmar, the Pasik in Varat. So the Kadazoka chose to shave it lazy, the Sharasa or the Varat Vishmar. The Sharasa needs to do Avaydas HaKabam, so the Varat Vishmar needs to do it. So the Gemara says in time that there's a partial heckish, not fully. There's a partial heckish about Moon, even though it's possible Avaydas Kasha to do it. Only then if he has Moon in his hands, or in his feet, or he doesn't speak well, so then you don't let him do it. That's a different thing. But if the person is a different bamum, has a different kind of a bamum, so then he does do it. So the Gemara says, you don't use this hekesh with respect to bamum, but you use the hekesh with respect to shikr. The Shasharadis is not allowed to do a vote, he's not allowed to do it either. The Yushalmi, Altifashtu, for the Rosh, and many Rishonim quote, Yushalmi seems to say here in Tainas, that they're just like Shavis is only by Yom, so the Duchening is only by Yom. That's the simple pshat in the Rishon. The Shagasari and his Gurus Ari and Tainis claims that all the Rishon in this time is still the Rishon is a desert thing. So the Rishon effects Akash are turned to that opinion. There's an apologist of the Shmuel, but he's saying either by Yom or by Lila. So he's saying either on a Soyan Kippur. Rishon is exactly saying either on a Soyan Kippur. It says the mission that you're Duchening in either. How can you do it in the English? It's Balayla. That's a simple pshat in Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi writes in the Guru Sarai, but that's not what the Yerushalmi meant to you. Where do you see in the Pasuk that's what he kind of? This is the Maharil said. The Morgan Hazan calls the Maharil. And the Guru Sarai says, where do you see in the Pasuk that Dutan in Yerushalmi to Avodah Sadan? Avodah Sadan can only be by you. Then Yeshkit, the Kabbalah, and Lothar Viki can only be by you. But Haftar can be Balayla. Haftar is the Moon can be Balayla. There is Shev is Balayla. So that's what the Maharil and the Gurus are re-signing. Even if you hold it, there is a heckish to share it, but it doesn't imply, it doesn't teach you that Lila is noble. That's the daytime. I think Shami says Akasha, if the Nila is Balilo, how can the Mishnah say that he's looking Balilo? There's no looking Balilo. So the Shagasari says, no, there was a different question. The Lashon on Mishnah is that sometimes you look him 3 times by Yom, 3 times in a day. You look at Shachris, Musaf, and Nila. 3 times in the same day. So that is Yerushalmi's kasha. Nila is Balayla, so it's not the same day. So it's only twice in the same day, once on the next day. So Yerushalmi wasn't asking the kasha. It was a kasha from Rosh. It wasn't a kasha from Adil. So the kasha, how can Mishnah call that? So I'm starting to know that Shalosh Paman Bayom. It's not Shalosh Paman Bayom. It's twice Bayom, not Balayla. So Yerushalmi wasn't asking the Etzim Din itself. That's what the Shagasariye and the Maharil say to disagree with all of Yerushalmi. With all of Yerushalmi, according to Yerushalmi, interpret it differently. They interpret if you shall help, they can be doing by you. That's why the Ashrayim say that all over the world they didn't do him to Nila when he was
say the Nila Balaila except in transit. And the Nahal Eshkol on the bottom of the Sefer Eshkol has decided that how can transit be again all of the Rishon. All the Rishon that we have say no, how can they rely on the Nahal Eshkol? If it's Ben Ashmash, then Prima Gordon has a suffix. Very strange. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Wolfgang Sears Kafan. Prima Gordon has a suffix. Can you book him Ben Ashmash? Why should there be a suffix? It's a suffix brought to Hakim. What happens if they're broken and booking if it's Ben Ashmash? Basically, I think it's Ben Ashmash, then Prima Gordon has a suffix. But if it's the case of Hakim, then if you show him stay, you can't do it. And then I will, he will tell you, talk to him. Alright, so maybe you should do it, but you shouldn't say Hashem Rishon, then you should say Hashem Rishon. You shouldn't say the Baruch Hashem before him. Alright, so it's not really a difference on this one. Yeah, well, let's say in Kansas, where we have the minute to do it, so we do it with the Baruch, we can't say the Baruch also. You have to shout the house in the hack, and the people don't have a stop in Jesus, and the Baruch to do it without a Baruch. Oh, that's 10 times. The people live in Berlin. They lived in Berlin. The living years in Berlin, they didn't do it. Only in Frankfurt. That's how the Nahal Eshkol is. That's how the Rishonim is telling you. Show us the Baruch Rishonim means the Turkish Pagoda Avodah that do need Yom. Even though not all Avodah. Yeah. Very difficult. Not very difficult. The deen is that before the Kohanim Duchen, the verses they have to wash until they die. And in Kippur, we have a practice that we only wash until they die, and we wake up in the morning, still enough of. But for the Kohanim, that's not enough. And they Duchen, there's an outrageous wash in case, but they have to Duchen until it is. And up until it is, not down until it is. They have to wash till it is, so they have to wash to the elbow. But we're Mekel, and we only wash the contents till it is, but it has to be till it is. And in Kippur also, the Kohanim have to wash till it is. So the government of other rights, and then the Quran wake up in the morning, the proper thing is that they should wash the middle of is still the wrist. And then keep also, in order that they shouldn't have to wash a second time, because this is the washing now, in order to cover the burning leg, then they shouldn't have to wash again later. One thing is that sometimes the time has to go to the bathroom, because they don't do it in the shakir, most of the community, they don't do it in the shakir, 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 they say the middle of. But if they're only going to do them to Muslims, the Muslims are going to be very late in the afternoon. It could be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But if they have to have done, they may have gone to the bathroom meeting. So then the Chayyim should have to wash it in. If somebody washed in the morning is no good, they don't have to wash again. So then you should be careful to wash again till they rinse. If the Chayyim has to wash again, then it's not like it's a fun what it says the bracha. Usually the Chayyim don't say a bracha, or almost the other day, and they wash immediately before the opening, because many Rishonim hold that you can rely on the material they're dying that they had when they woke up in the morning, and they weren't Mesiyat Das, and they weren't Mevat Meshmir with Ayadayim. But if they did go to the bathroom in between, or they did other things in between, they washed at 7 o'clock in the morning, then they're going to do them at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's very hard to say that there was no Hesiyat Das in between. So then if they have to wash again, then the Dabba Mevat says, you got to say a Bracha. And they said, no, the material they're dying before they wash, before doing. And some other person say that the rabbi says no, that the chacham will never be stuck in the bracha on the field to die for the washing before the bracha. So much later. Shaitan did with the same bracha. But that's the machlokes. No, that's the machlokes. So you have to wash with tefillah now. The Rambam's opinion is that washing in the morning is really washing for shachar. You really have to wash in minchas tonight as well. Not Rishon say no, washing in the morning for ruach ro. Purposes, other purposes. There never was a day. There never really is such a day. Yeah, because of the machlokes, so you say Sophie Grove as well. So the Gemara says that the proper thing is that you have to start, the Tzibur has to start davening mitzvahs before Shoah Shvi is up. Because you have to start mitzvahs before Shoah Shvi. If you start mitzvahs after Shoah Shvi, is Nikra Poshaya. And then the later person says you should even try to be Medakas to start before. Shoah Shvi would be around 2 o'clock. So the later person says you should start to down, try to daven and begin mitzvah before 1:30. Because 1:30 is already the time of Mincha. Mincha the very long. And the Nikra Adim Kamishanim hold even the Tzibur that if you have Mincha and mitzvah, you're not going to do anything else. Just going to daven Mincha, then you're going to daven mitzvah. Kamishanim say that even the Tzibur you should reverse to first daven Mincha and then mitzvah. it's better to change the public on the place. In order to avoid that machlokes, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the practical thing is that the Rabbanim should see to it that the Rabbanim starts saying, everybody starts davening Shemoneh Esrei Mitzvah before 1:30, before this man that you're able to daven.
You say this is not that mutter, that you have to you start mutter by them shot, and you had a point to the that you can say mutter for a day.
Yeah, that's the problem exactly.
They're both.
We can have them all day, we can have most of all day. But still, it's not a shame at all, it's not a crazy anymore.
You have to
dive
into the day. You should be careful, you should dive in most of it. Start most of it before an hour.
Right. That's how we pass in Allah. That's the question exactly. How do we arrive at that point? That's how we pass in Bidya, Vidigan Musr, Kalayan. But the Hakim, you should try to get Musr before 2 o'clock. And that's the thing that Rodin raises the possibility that maybe you have to finish Musr. And the Hakim has to finish the Hadar the Shaka Musr before 2 o'clock. And the Baba Shayat should be glad to do what you have to do. So we're thankful, and that the mission group also starts with the kindergarten. That means you have to finish Muslim before Shoshri, you have to begin Muslim. So we're thankful, we begin Muslim. Sometimes. We begin Muslim before 2 o'clock. At least that. Since there is a terrible avenue. And many sure they don't start Muslim until after 2 o'clock. And the general, which is first name of the Torah, so the Mizanzu and all of these. It says that they should be fasting, that it's not enough. It's better to daven Yechidus. It's better to daven Muslim be Yechidus. Because they should see that they're seeing Eitz HaKadosh than to wait to daven Yechidus. Yeah. Yeah. It's not proper to do that either. It's proper to do everything the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The way it says in the Shulchan Aruch. We're not supposed to have our coffee. Okay, anybody didn't buy their Anula Ben Esther yet? There's 1 minute left till 12:30. I think it's your time. And this afternoon, I'd like to run through some of the dinim of Sukkot. You don't have to put for it. And say the Kavanah, it says, on the first day, how might you say this? On the second day, how might you say that? That's not always supposed to say. Depends on the people are saying the wrong Kavanah. And then there's something. So the Shaila is, what do they do to the end if they already done this one after? Do they have to daven over again? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of the Chayyot, and after the end, you don't have to daven. Okay. Yeah. I think the Rabbah also disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote that. He just quotes the Chayyot, and after the end, you don't have to daven. The Gemara has a machlokes in the first parish in Sukkot between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, where the Lulav Tzarech Heged, a Lulav Ein Tzarech Heged, Rabbi Yehuda Shittes, a Lulav Tzarech Heged, but if he didn't tie up the Lulav, and the Hadassim and the Erev, if he's not getting to the Mishnah, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to tie up the Lulav, the Hadassim and the Erev, you don't tie up the Esrik together with the Hadassim and the Arab. It's the foolish and the demonic. Except for Shreya Pesach and one place in the Sufi, they assume that it's not your beauty to tie up the Esrik also. That's against the Gemara, that's why it's not that. Gemara is the truth. And you only tie up based on the way you read the passage. That you only have to tie up the Lord of the Hadassim and the Arab. We don't pass like your beauty. Don't your beauty sheet is interesting. The Gemara is Mochiach, the Seirish, that if you have beauty sheet, what's the upside to read the Lord of the Hadassim? But what man the Pasuk Pshat is, now without Egid, it's not Mitzurif Yachad. It's in it, it's a valid minimum Yachad. There, there. So, Rav Yehuda says that if they're not tied together, if the Lulav and the Hadassim and all is not tied together, so I would have said that the Pshat is that it's not Mitzurif Yachad. And even according to the Chacham that we pass in the Lulav, Ein Tzarech Egid, there's a machlokes between the Rabbi Yisrael and the Rambam, what if you pick them up, the Zeh HaZeh? The Rambam writes Mitzurish, and Ein Tzarech Egid and Nimkev Shechikbi and the Zeh HaZeh is also good. I can pick up the Lulav and put it down, and the Esher can put it down, and the Hadassim can put it down, the Zeh HaZeh. The Rabbi Yisrael says no, that even the Lulav Ein Tzarech Egid, but it's not Mitzurif Yachad, and if I do an Atila, I'm only Zalamir, and the Batsam, the Tzarech Shad, that's the way people usually learn Shad and Rabbi Yisrael. If you say that, then that even in that main part is a Lulav Tzarech Egid means that if it's not a good, if it's not tied up by Zeh HaZeh, then it's not Mitzvah Yafna. If you look in the Gemara in the first page, you see that that's not the Pshat. The Gemara later also, you see that that's not the Pshat. Shita Shadid is an Amdavar. That just like Tzilin has to be man-made, and just like Tzitzis has to be Nasa to be Yom has to be man-made, the view of Shita is that a Sukkah has to be Tasa to Lang and also has to be man-made. Sukkah on Medes and Eleha is no good. Later, Bishan and Tzilin, what you need a Tzil is Shema. But he's talking like this, so that you don't need a Tzil is Shema by the Sukkah. You're not supposed to stop down with Shem this with Sukkah. You just have to put in the Shem trail. That's why the neighbor has a Shuvah Allah. But what if a cotton puts up? A cotton may be a problem, because even though we're talking like this, so that you don't need another from stock to shame this, but you have to have the shame sale. Maybe a cotton is a lot bar that, can't even think to shame sale. It's a Shuvah Allah, because a lot of times you have little children, you're supposed to have this, to get out of the way, to get out of the mother's way, so you tell the kid, go put the stock on the foot. You're trying to get the foot is good enough. A dean and an abdinazer, another cotton is done. So the thing is that you need a seer on the sukkah. Even though a boy makes the sukkah is also good, you don't need a seer the shame this, but you need the seer the shame stuff, a seer the shame tail. So you need, let's say, by tefillin you need an seer such tefillin, by tzitzis it has to be an seer, it has to be a man-made item. So the beauty of it is that lulav hadassim and arabis, even though they're natural things, you can't take plastic lulav or a synthetic hadassim or synthetic arabis, that has to be something that grew from the ground. That's be the real thing. But a beauty sheet says there has to be nasa to the yardim. How do you make an asiya and a lulav and a hagat and a rod? Because the asiya is done. That's called the asiya salulav. It's by making the eggs. That's what it's mukach and gemar like that. It's not just a problem that it's not in surat yachad. That's not the issue. It's a different issue. You have to have a lulav and a hagat and a rod that was made by the person. The way to make it is a tie together. Why don't you need the same person up like it? Bishan is going to have Darshan of Sukkot. Bishan has Darshan of Sukkot. And he talks like this one, but you don't need a feel the shame. In places, I met Mishnah, I've said them all, according to Yerushalmi, that if the Sukkot is an old Sukkot that the kids were playing in the middle of the summer, and then later as a game house. But not the shame, the Sukkot was made by a Nachri. So then the Taisus says to Yerushalmi, Tzoch L'chadish B'dovah. If you have to pick up some of the stock and put it down again, the shame is for Sukkah. How much you have to pick up? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if you pick up a Tzoch on Tzoch, the Sukkah has to be Zayin minimum of Zayin Tzoch on Zayin Tzoch. You have to pick up the whole Zayin Tzoch on Zayin Tzoch. If you pick up a Tzoch on Tzoch on Tzoch and put it down, the shame is for Sukkah. Or you pick up a Mashahu al Pnei Kula. That's called Tzoch L'chadish B'dovah. There's a whole deal. Mashahu al Pnei Kula. It says you have a bamboo stock. It goes from one end of the foot to the other. So that even if not a tap of a tap off, if you pick up Mashahu al Pnei Kula, the shame is still not good enough. So in that place, there's a big deal in the Mishayim and the Nachrenim. The Mishayim Dikr, exactly what does that Yerushalmi mean to say? That means that it's a din of Hatzchila, that even the Sivu that reads the Shama of the Hatzchila, you have to have a fear with Shema, but you just need a Mitzvah Sassir. The Shama holds that the Asir with Shema is the Yikuda, so they hold the whole cup, the whole vine on Zion. If it's bigger, the whole 100 grams, everything has to be put, all the stock has to be put up the same mitzvah stupid. And the cool thing is, the whole thing is a field of shmur, the whole thing is a tiny act of the heaven, and you only need a mashu of meikula as a hafer. But no! Shat in the Yerushalmi is that the chelik on the Bible, that's a many Rishonim hold, it's all good way. That Yerushalmi is mechulik with the Bible, and Yerushalmi holds that it's going to be tilled also. The Atiyah Lishma is the Yaakov, the Bambi is the foolish Kaker. And the Tzor Shishu said Atiyah Lishma is not necessary. And many Rishonim, Mam Shad and Rishonim, that Atiyah Lishma is the Yikud, the Bein Rishonim, the Bein Rishonim. And they just argue in the Shiurim that the Tzor Shishonim say the whole Tzor has to have Atiyah Lishma, the Shem Mitzvah. And the Tzor say it's sufficient if you have a Mashu Wach and Yikud, or a Tzor Wach and Yikud, it's not sufficient. So if it's Yikud, then it's very Negev Adina. They have a goy put up a lot of times in the shul, a lot of times in the yeshiva, they have a goy put up the stuff. So, according to many Rishonim, the sukkah is mamish pachu, this is the evidence on it. And you have to have at least a tefach ha-tefach ha-mashal p'nikula, which we put up the shei mitzvah, and the goy is not about, the goy is about hachi and making the shei tzeh, but it's not about hachi to make the shei mitzvah.
What's going to be able to do with the yeshiva of the world?
No, he learned that from a passage that this is the Yasiyah. It's not the Tarashwara. He has a passage that says you need Eger. And then he understands that the Din of Eger is, and that's called the Yasiyah. He's making it into a Lulu. Before that, it's not called a Lulu. The Sadhu Shaitan is saying we should be matan like the Yushan, because Yushan holds that it's even possible to be added. And Yushan holds that it's possible to be added if it wasn't even possible, we don't make Yushan. Yeah? Same thing. The Shumar is done. This is the Kashi, the first Zap and Sukhim. Staff, in order to be Kashi, the first Sukhim, you have to have three conditions. Should you do the Karaka? Should you cover? Should you have to be something that grows in the ground? If it's synthetic or metal, it doesn't grow, or earth, or ice, and you tell you it has to be something that grows in the ground, it has to be detached, and if you cover, you have to do a machine in the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is called that, even if it's poisoning, which is a Dain Levukshar, but those are no good. The Shai Lord, that's no good, and there are some people who are going. That means that you weren't actually at the Kabbalah. Is that part of the Sakh of Rabban? Is that part of the Sakh of Rabban? No, it doesn't become Moksha unless it's Nihalay. And that Yutan Duni the Yite. You know, nobody see it. My Yite, and Nihalay have Yutan Nihalay. If it rains on my carrots, and I want the carrots to get wet, I want you to get rid of salt, then it's called Nihalay. But if not, I don't care if it rains, but I'm not interested that my carrots get wet. That I'm using this stuff. But then somehow they run in hole that they're only possible with stuff in their own. But then I just thought it was fun. It doesn't bother with the fashion, why can't you do it? Use a big wooden board of plywood for this car on it so it can never rain in. But you know, the body always has problems. When it rains on sick, it's an additional stage when it rains. When it rains on sick, this is in its novel that the Rabbanish one doesn't want on this period. The Mishnah says an Ebed, Shemazah curse to the Rav, and he presents the curse of Yain to the Rav, and the Rav takes it in his road and will say, the Macharim says that that's only an Eretz Yisrael, because that time of the year never rains. That time never rains in the summer. That rains till Zion, yeah, it's unusual, but normally it never rains till Zion Cheshvan, so it rains on the Sukkot, it's in the flow. In America it always rains, all the time. There's no rhyme, no reason over here, but the rains on the Sukkot, it's not a Simon, it's not a Simon any. It's a Simon, and need rain, and it's considered a flow. It doesn't mean anything, it's a lot of luck on this. So the places is bothered with the kasha. Why is it infinite flow? If the rain on sukkahs, the rain is in the sukkahs, the rain is in the vanshram, doesn't care for our mitzvahs. Why does it have to rain in the sukkah? Why don't you make a roof of plywood, do the karaket, shalosh, absorbish in the kabbal tumma? It's fine. And good for the tzatzah, it doesn't have to rain in. So the place on the first half says, that you see from the Gemara, that if you made a path, that it doesn't rain through, so then it's properly fine. Why? Path means that it has to be not a roof. That's the definition.